It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrnal with KRWG News. A former Doniana County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested on multiple counts of evidence tampering after detectives say a cleaning crew found boxes of guns and case files at his foreclosed home. The Las Cruces Sun News reports former Doniana County Sheriff's deputy Vincent Lopez was taken into custody Thursday following an investigation that started in May. Police say bags of evidence, firearms, ammunition, and case files were found at the 54-year-old's foreclosed home. A local nonprofit organization focuses on Native American communities, especially addressing youth addictions and suicide prevention. To learn more, Emily Guerra spoke to founder and managing director of All Relations United, Lorelei Horse Stands Waiting, about how COVID-19 has impacted local indigenous people.
When did All Relations United form here in Las Cruces?
We first got started about 3 years ago. And we started doing our work up in South Dakota. In fact, we did some programs in the prisons, and then we did some events connecting communities across South Dakota and a youth event in Rapid City. We wanted to start an INIPI reentry program, so we moved our operation basically to focus here in Las Cruces. And our INIPI reentry program was about building sweat lodges to address addiction. Addiction has become the focus of our program along with the youth since the rates are so high in both New Mexico and South Dakota and pretty much all over the country. In fact, New Mexico has some of the highest rates of suicide in the nation. And a lot of this is a result of addiction as well as economic factors. That's why we're working with the youth as well. Now, the Pine Ridge Reservation has the highest rate of youth suicide in the country, about three times the national average. Here in New Mexico, we have about 25.6 suicides per 100,000 people, and that compares to the national average of 14.8. And since 2008, New Mexico has had one of the highest rates of drug overdose deaths in the United States. Between 2008 and 2012, almost every county in New Mexico has had a higher drug overdose death rate than the rate for the entire United States.
Why do they have these problems?
Well, I think a lot of it is caused by historical trauma and is centered on the reservations, Gallup, Farmington. Now, Doniana County is also very poor, so we do have some higher rates here, but a lot of this is centered on the reservations, and you're dealing with historical trauma. You're dealing with extreme poverty. On the Navajo Reservation, for example, 38% of the people live in poverty, and we have people that are living there with no running water still. About 15,000 homes on the reservation currently are not connected to electricity even. So we have this extreme poverty, and then you have other factors in both South Dakota and here in New Mexico, such as uranium mining. Now, in South Dakota, on the Pine Ridge Reservation, uranium mining has contaminated the water to such an extent that people are drinking water with radiation, bathing in it, children are swimming in rivers. And this has also been going on for a long time on the Navajo Reservation. Now, we have a high amount of COVID-19 deaths. And I think a lot of this is due to compromised immune systems, probably from the radiation. And also because of the extreme poverty, you have people that aren't able to buy nutritious food. And COVID-19 has really impacted Native communities in this country, at least ones that are living in poverty. And that, unfortunately, occurs with most of the reservations. But these are marginalized communities, and you have kids, like in the spring, in March, when this began, the kids were sent home. Well, these kids didn't have any food. A lot of their families are so impoverished they could only provide one meal a day. So another thing that All Relations United is doing is partnering with the BEAR program in South Dakota, and BEAR stands for Be Excited About Reading. This is addressing addiction and suicide prevention, and we're working on this through our youth program, Together We Strive, and what we're trying to do is make sure that everybody gets through this COVID-19. Now, as I said, when the kids were sent home last March, All Relations United worked with the Bear Program to provide meals to the children. So what we did was we had enough meals, packed lunches to deliver to each of the kids, and they contained a lunch, a snack for evening, and breakfast in the morning. Now, I think here in New Mexico, our schools were a little bit better about continuing to provide lunches for the kids during this time, but this didn't happen elsewhere, especially in South Dakota.
What can we do here and be able to help you support your work?
You know, awareness is really important. So people can go to our site, www.allrelationsunited.org. What we need most is monetary donations. That way we're able to get the most help in the quickest way to where it is most needed.
Listen to the full interview with Lorelei Horstans waiting at krwg.org.